when it comes to vulnerability and how women say, oh, I want a man who's sensitive, who's going to talk, who's going to be willing to cry on my shoulders. The problem with that is that there is no such thing as a woman who has been groomed or educated or brought up with mm-hmm. men like that.
Mm-hmm.
So once you have one of those men, you sadly don't know what to do with them.
Nope.
And it's not your fault, but it is the stigma of what you want and what you can actually have mm-hmm. or deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at the same time, it is required or it is necessary on my end. In my point of view, or in my opinion, to allow men to be sensitive, to allow men to be vulnerable, to allow men to go to that depth of, you know, showing weaknesses, or not being weak, but showing that, you know, they've hurt and whatnot, so that they can end up being able to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, when you see your man down and whatnot, you don't chastise him and say, oh, pick yourself up, be a man of yourself or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're just there and you try to help him. And you might not have the tools for it. Most of you won't. I know for a fact that it's not something that you're taught, because you're thought of, you're brought up as to being a strong black woman.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to deal with a man who is quote unquote being weak in front of you, you know?
Right.
So I think that's the biggest hurdle between men and women in my opinion.
And what does that look like? I know for a fact one major thing is, excuse me, some of us women need to shut up and listen.
True.
And that's a big fact.
Yeah.
Just hush up. If you are quiet and actually listen to what's being said, there would be more understanding. And you know, at the same time too, let's when we sit down, let's agree that we will disagree in this conversation, that this is not a battlefield, and that this is not a what's the word I'm looking for?
You won, I lost type of conversation.
Right.
The winners out there. And it's when you're trying to transfer or express how you feel to somebody that you have, like, you know, you have a problem with your, I'll give you an example. Let's say I have a problem with my girlfriend and she did something that I just didn't appreciate. Now, I'm not going to tell her, hey, I'm not going to try to tell her, oh, I don't do that anymore. I've learned to try to express that in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's when you try to tell somebody that you love, when it's coming from the place of love, it doesn't come out more as a,
it doesn't come from a place of love, or like it doesn't come out right.
Yeah, if it comes from a place of love, then it's for you to understand that it's definitely not to chastise you or to make you the villain. It's to make you aware of how I feel, and that it's in your power. And if it is in your power to change it and to avoid it in the future, then please do so. You know, compared to, and it's also about how you communicate the information. You know, like if I start just jibber jabbering and, you know, just going all out at you and saying, oh, I really don't like what you do, no, you have to also be able to articulate how you feel and why you feel a certain way.
Yeah.
And say, listen, I can't, or I don't appreciate that because this is how it makes me feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand, or I don't know what your intent was.
Mm-hmm.
And although your intent might have been that, this is how I feel. Yeah, that's how it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So once you get to that point in your life where I think I've reached, where I'm able to, and I think it's called, well, I don't want to emotional intelligence is a plus.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, but that's a lot of work on yourself. You have to do a lot of work on yourself. And I'm not saying I'm total super smart, emotionally intelligent.
Yeah.
I have some emotional intelligence. You know, I still got to learn, and I plan to do so, right? But communication is the key, but it's finding the proper way of communicating, and that's what's hard.
Do you believe in going to see a therapist, like a couples therapist?
I actually
a couple
do.
Therapy.
And it's a sore subject because I didn't go when I was about to separate. But I believe that if you're in it still, like you're still want to salvage the relationship, then by all means go for it. You know, like I'm hoping to go in therapy with my eldest because I want to have the tools to communicate with her as much as possible or in a better way, because sometimes we are so at each other's throat that I don't understand her and she doesn't understand me, and it just causes friction where I know if I had somebody to like just provide me the tools to understand her and vice versa, then it would be better. So yeah, I definitely feel that therapy is good. I know a lot of people that are actually in therapy, and you could tell how much better they are.
Okay.
So couple therapy for people that know that they want to be still together, go for it. Definitely go for it.
Okay.
I wish you
Something that I've picked up on that I'm heavy guilty of is when I'm like this whole like male female energy, you know, when a man tries to tell me to be more feminine and stuff like that, and I'm always like, if you're intimidated by me, then you must not be man enough. Or there was like 2-3 situations that happened to me last summer, and I was just like, I did not feel that he was man enough, such as not sticking up for me, not standing up for what is right.
Here's the thing: when you say a statement like that, you also have to define what it means.
Right.
Because what your definition is might not be what his definition.
Entails on of being a man, and so I had to revisit those situations because I had to get over them because it was affecting me. And I wasn't able to forgive. And what I had come to understand, what I've come to understand, is that there are a lot of boys living in a man's world. And so I don't intend to insult any male in any way, shape, or form, but some of you guys have gone through some ish. You've experienced some ish at a young age and have not gotten past it.
True.
And it is following you into adulthood. I don't care how old you are. I don't care the amount of money you make, or the bills that you pay, or the fact that you're still in your children's lives. Who you are as an individual, as a whole, is not complete because you ain't healing. I don't know if it's a vulnerability thing that some guys just don't want to deal with. You know, I'm also seeing, like, I'm also learning that some guys realize that they jumped into relationships too early in life.
And yeah, so I was a very victim of that.
Right. And so now they're adults and they're like, yo, I don't even want to be in a relationship because it screwed me up. And then they feel like it's too late and they've given up on themselves. So now they just walking around screwing up on other women's lives because their life already screwed up. You know, like it's things like that. Like hurt.
Well, it's not circle. It's not
yeah.
Circle.
Yeah. It's like hurt people hurt people.
True.
And it's like, when is it going to stop?
Well, they have to face facts and take accountability that, you know what, this shit ain't roses. You know, like I know there's a guy in our group that, you know, he separated and whatnot, and he understood that although he didn't make this, that's not what he was aiming for, the situation he was in now, he is part of the problem. He was part of the reason why it happened.
Yeah.
So right then and there, he's already on the right track to rectify his life or his situation. You know, you have to be accountable for what. The hardest thing is understanding that we are in control of most of the things that happen to us. We just don't want to admit it and don't want to blame ourselves.
Yeah.
Not to say that that shit don't happen to us, or to my friends.
Mm.
But definitely, most of the time, things that occurred could have been different if we would have just paid attention and taken accountability and acted a different way. And I'm even aware of that I am, you know. So yeah, no, it's accountability is very, very hard to digest. But it is part of the healing process.
Yeah.
You know. Once you start being accountable for your actions, then you face facts, and then you start to work at to rectifying them or not doing them again. And you know, you just learn.
Yeah.
Life is a learning process, right?
Absolutely, every day.
And that's why when you mess up, you either take it as a loss or as a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cliche, it's very, you know, but it's so true. It's so true.
Listen, there's a lot of people I don't really like.
Feel that you like
yeah just a little bit a little bit more than the rest, you know. but I say that there's a lot of people that I don't really like, but I do wish healing on them. And I know that there's even more people that don't like me. I don't know why, and I honestly don't care, because that's a you problem. But I do wish that you take care of that.
Well, for yourself. Is it possible that you're projecting because you don't care so much that they don't like you because of that? I'm just throwing that out there because you brought it up.
That I'm projecting what exactly?
Well, the fact that you don't like a lot of people, and the fact that you don't care if people like you. Do you think that is why they don't like you?
Because I don't care? Like, honestly, I don't...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's not that it doesn't matter. I honestly, I'm all about self-growth. I know that I'm not perfect. There's a lot of things that I do hold myself accountable for. Like, I have done a really messed up thing or two in life, right? But for me, you know what I'm saying? But no.
Continue.
But oh God.
It will happen again, sadly.
Right? And I truly believe that karma has caught up to me as is. However, there are certain people I've encountered, and like, you know, spirit doesn't take to everybody, but for the most part, there's reason for it, you know? And if I'm doing something that, that like it, there's more than one person dislike about me, you would think that somebody can say, girl, you're messing up. Like, it's something simple as one of my sisters, she came up to me, she's like, yo, Amanda, you need to tighten those roots. Like, you need to fix up your hair. Like, it's just not working. If people could come up to me and say, you know, you could have done this a little better, or you could have done that differently, I can adjust myself. I don't have a problem checking myself at all. I don't. But because you decided not to say anything to me, and I guess you're just holding grudge, and I'm not gonna lie, there are some people that just don't like me because I'm so grounded, and that I've been through the ish, I've been through more than enough ish, and I'm still standing. People don't like me just because of that. So for that, I have to say, I don't care. Because if you don't love me enough to confront me and say you can better yourself this way, then no, it's not worth me caring about your issue with me. So, and I'm being very honest because I've noticed that about myself. I don't take to everybody. And I honestly, I don't necessarily like everyone. So it's not like I'm going to call you or ask you for your number or link up with you or, you know, support you in certain ways. Like, I'm not really going to do that. But I'm also not going to wish harm on you.
Yeah, just because you don't like somebody doesn't mean that you wish them harm. Like, at times, as much as I love my daughter, like my eldest and I really have gone through the wires recently, mm-hmm. throughout the past year. COVID hasn't been good for her, and you know, she's 16. I mean, she's going through it, right?
Right.
Hormones, right. Everything, you name it, she's going through it, right? So, and the child is hurting. The child is hurting, and I don't have the tools or the answers to soothe her pain.
Mm-hmm.
So we clash. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, sometimes I'm like, you know what, Amani, I love you, but I just don't like you right now. I really don't like you right now. And that's when I realized that I'll never wish her harm. I never, you know, I want nothing but the best for her. But at some point in time, I can't control what she does. I can only teach, and hopefully what I teach her will stick, some of it,
mm-hmm.
and try to lead by example on other things. And then, you know, because I remember at one point, I did not care about my parents.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, but I would do my things. And that's where her and I think it's more of a generational issue at this point. Because I find that I'm a really going and claim this without even hesitating. The social media has depleted the value of respect. The whole TikTok nation, the millennials and younger, I don't know what their generation is called now, but I'm gonna call them the TikTok generation. They don't know what the value of respect is. It's like, and it's really hard for me because, like I said, as much as I understand her not giving a damn about me at one, you don't care. Like, I remember I wanted to go play basketball, so I would come in, do my homework, eat, do the dishes, and I was out again. That's all I cared for.
Yeah.
You know, my mom would be like, are you going out again? I'm like, but she couldn't really say anything because everything was done.
Right.
But I'll be back, you know?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, when we have these kids, anyways, we could. Oh, yeah.
I can't really relate because with our generation, you know, like I was always outside. Always.
Yeah, you're already. Yeah, I find that you, and this is my, I guess, just from speaking to you and seeing you a couple of times, I think. I find that you have a noble soul, as they say. Has that ever been told to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
People, like, I've been made fun of because of that, you know, but...
Nah, it's a...
I'm aware I'm old school.
I do not say old school. I say old soul because you have... certain values that stuck to you, that were given to you, as compared to other people, they just, you know, they were stuck on their phones, so they never saw it.
Yeah. I mean, internet came in my time, right? My dad was an IT, like, he was a brainiac, always had the latest everything, and always showed me and encouraged me, but I just wasn't that girl. My brother wasn't either. Like, we did just, it's not our thing, you know? Yeah. Like, completely went over my head. I mean, actually, I think the most I was at my prime online was when LimeWire came in, and I was getting all the songs, you know. But yeah, but my girl had to make my MSN account for me. Like, she made it up for me, which means she had to make it an email for me, you know. Like, I never wanted any of those things, you know. But like, I remember I was teaching English as a second language, and there were these, like, the kids were in groups, and there was a child from, like, Colombia. There was two girls from Hong Kong, I think it was, and then there was a Russian girl, and I don't remember the other child's nationality. And I remember this one group, just, they were all in a circle texting. And I'm like, okay, guys, you're going to be the first group to present because you seem to be ready. And they're like, well, miss, like, we're trying to work on our project. I'm like, how? On your phones? They were texting each other. They made a group text. No, listen.
They made a group chat.
They made a group chat while they were sitting in a circle talking in the group chat. I couldn't believe it. And I'm not going to lie. They came correct with their presentation. They did everything that they were supposed to do. But it's just so screwed up that that's how you communicate. I'm like, and again, I still couldn't say anything because they're practicing their English writing.
Yeah.
So yeah, but that's the world that we're in, and I'm like, I'm like, for me, I'm coming out of COVID, and well, I mean, whatever. Like, when we're now allowed to see people's faces, like, it affects me. Like, I didn't realize. Like, listen, quarantine is my lifestyle, so it didn't affect me that hard. But it was the fact that, like, I just really wasn't seeing anybody outside, and I was forced to be in front of my computer, that when I finally got to see people's faces, it was like, wow, like, I didn't realize I needed this.
And that's the thing, you know what? Often enough, when you don't know, I'm gonna give you an anecdote. So. Mm-hmm. It's when the option is removed from you that you realize how much you want it. So I wasn't aware that I wanted kids until I dated a woman that had a kid already.
Yeah.
Was scared of falling into the single mother syndrome again.
Right.
In the future, right? And I said, well, listen, okay, that's odd. All right. You're telling me this? And I'm like, oh, okay, what's this sensation? Mm-hmm. Find out that you want some, right? The same way when I found out I didn't want any more. Because the option was like, yeah, I want that. Exactly, right? So it's really when, I don't know where I was going with all of this at this point.
Well, when you realize what you don't realize what you need.
Yeah, exactly. It's taken from you. Often enough, like, I found out about my love language.
Mm-hmm.
I find it's I think it's a very good tool to know yourself to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Because you know what you can offer and what you can't offer, and what you want and what you need and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine stated how she didn't realize she needed and she wanted physical touch, mm-hmm, until the pandemic arrived.
Yeah.
You know, which is kind of hilarious because probably had her fair share before that, but not all afterwards.
For those that are unaware of the love languages, there are five, is it? Hold on, let me
look. Yeah, mainly five. So there's an easy, there are tests. You could do it on lovelanguage.com, I think. It's not a plug, it's free access.
Mm-hmm.
They ask you a bunch of questions. It's like those personality tests, and then they give you a percentage on what is yours and what is not. So there's personal touch, quality time, words of affirmation,
acts of service,
act of service and
receiving gifts. Yeah,
receiving gifts, exactly. So for me, it's 23% for personal touch, words of affirmation, and quality time, and the rest I couldn't care less. I you know, it's funny because I don't, if somebody gives me, like, I'll appreciate it. I'm not ungrateful at all. Mm-hmm. That is one thing. But if you don't do it, it won't affect me.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with it is, if you don't do the personal touch or the words of affirmation or the quality design, that's going to affect
me. Yeah, definitely.
But if you're giving me gifts, if you're giving me gifts versus the personal touch or the quality design,
it don't work.
It's not working, yeah. You know?
I know mine, I don't know what the top is. I know... Mm-hmm. Quality time and physical touch is definitely one is the top two. I don't remember about the rest, but I was quite surprised though.
Yeah, because you don't like people, right? Yeah.
And that's the thing, yo, even my son though, and this is something that I got from my father, but it's like sometimes he just wants to be all up on me and I'm like, no. Yeah. I'm like, get off, like, and believe it or not, like, I'm an introvert as well. So it's like, how do I get alone time when my child's in the house, you know? Or I'll be out in the road and somebody will, like, want to touch me. And I'm like, why are you touching me? Like, or my friends will go to me and they'll be like, hug me. And I'm like, no. Like, and I'll just, they'll go to hug me and I'm like stiff. And like, and I feel bad. Like, and you know what? As I'm now, not just aware of it, but now that I'm dating, like, I'm doing step by step getting back into the dating thing, is that that's something that's brought to my attention a lot, is that people are like, you're not really affectionate, huh? And I'm like, I'm not? Like, what do you mean? You know, like, I cuddle with you, like, don't I? And then they'll be like, well, you're really affectionate with your son. And I'm like, okay. But, and then they're like, well,
you're not gonna get the same affection,
right? But like, I don't even know you like that. Like, who are you to get all my love? Like, like, I barely give it to myself. Like, I'm not just gonna give it all away to anybody, you know? My wall is up. Sorry, not sorry. But yeah, I'm realizing that. That's why I was taken back, and I'm like, maybe I should take this quiz again, because, like, quality touch, like, I don't know. Like, I'm a massotherapist, right? And so I give people massages, and then there's times where I'm like, yo, I know I deserve this massage too. And then when it's my turn, I'm like, like, I don't want you to massage me. If I'm in class and we're doing demonstration or we're practicing, I'm like, yeah, this is okay. Giving feedback and stuff. But when somebody wants to give me a massage, I'm like, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's super weird. Wow. And then my other one is quality time, which is even more interesting because I love to be alone. Like, I love my castle. Yeah, when I come home.
You're not being a good sponsor for them right now.
It's bizarre, but you know what? I think that maybe... I think that, you know...
You could evolve.
I was... If what, sorry?
You could evolve and change. You know, like, we don't stay the same all the time, so it's possible that certain things and certain aspects may have changed.
Yeah, but you know what? I think it's also the person. Like, okay, and I mentioned this last week, right? When, you know, the males talk about, you know, like, be more feminine and stuff like that. Like, maybe if I felt secure enough to be more feminine, then I would, you know? But I sometimes don't feel protected enough that I can just be soft. You know, or yeah, I don't, you know what, men will use the word vulnerable. For me, I wouldn't use the word vulnerable, but I would use the word more open, or I would have my guard down. Mm-hmm. I'd be able to let that guard down.
Well, I won't. In order to do to be able, you have to be at ease, and if
right,
the person doesn't
right.
doesn't convey that well. There's no way you're gonna hug up on somebody if you're not comfortable.
Exactly, which makes me evaluate and reevaluate the relationships that I was in and relearning those lessons, you know, and just realizing. Like, I don't know, like, okay, this girl was asking me the other day, she's like, why don't we open one of those Bubble or Tinder or whatever those things are, you know? And I'm like, for what? Like, for why? Like, why would I do that? And I'm not going against anybody who has, you know? But she's like, well, maybe you'll find your the actual type of guy that you're looking for. I'm like, listen, honey. The type of guy I like ain't shit. That's why he ain't never stayed. You know? But I'm like, but then I'm thinking in my mind, it was like, well, how was I present in that relationship? You know? Where, what was I showing? So, yeah, I have to rethink about those times. Yeah. Yeah, so I again, I answer these things very very honest, right? Like, I have no reason to lie when I'm taking a quiz, you know? But those are the top two that came up, and it's just very interesting that they did, because I tend to run from them the most.
Oh, well, maybe one last thing. I'm working on a podcast, actually.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Yeah. Talk to me.
So, I have actually... Time for plug. Mm-hmm. So, I have an IG Live that I'll be participating on the 14th of August.
Right.
With Lift Your Voice. Lift Every Voice Canada. It's an IG page. It's very good. The woman that takes care of it is very, she's a good woman. She takes care of it a lot, and the way she goes at it, it's pretty cool. She did a week segment at 7 o'clock of a 30-minute segment every day 1 week prior to the whole indigenous graveyards that were, you know, all the residential graveyards that were being
discovered. Yeah.
She had done it maybe a month prior to that.
Oh,
and just having a bunch of indigenous people come through and talk about their tribes. And did you know, and I learned through that, that using or appropriating tribe is not... Like, you know, I usually say, oh, I got my soul tribe, you know. But tribe, it really represents their family. It's really authentic and for them. So I have to stop using that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm not going to be that guy.
Yeah.
I'm not from a tribe, you know. Unless you actually come from a, you know, African tribe or an indigenous tribe. And, you know, that's what I call my soul family now. but yeah, it's so on the 14th, I do not recall the time, but it's going to be on lifteverywoice.ca. It's on IG. You can check it out. I'll send you the link.
Got it. I'm following her right now.
Yeah.
I'm following her right now, yeah.
Yeah. And the following weekend, I might end up doing a soft launch of my podcast. We're still in the works for it, which will be called Mending the Bridges.
Okay.
So that will be with me and my girl Gitana, who is a coach, counseling healer. Some people may know her.
So it's the two of you that are hosting that.
What we're going to be doing is going to be on different topics. We already came out with some of the topics, and just having different perspectives, you know, on the same topics, having a man and a woman. So that's why we're going to be mending the bridges.
Compris.
And I'll keep on, of course, bringing my brother brothers got your back, involved, being involved with that, and just have conversations.
You look at me like I'm unfamiliar, acting brand new like you never knew that you liked them thick. I've been carrying this weight in a world beneath these braids, and I'm confused. Would you take the pain that came with all the parts you wanna claim for you? You want my thighs, you want my stride, but not this melanin. You want my hair, but you don't care for this complexion.
Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Well, I'll start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
So, you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it. Once more, okay.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'll have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you recording? You are? Oh. Can you press stop?
Hi, I'm David Suzuki, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Information to grow the brain.
The CKUT Programming Committee is responsible for CKUT programming. If you have any specific complaint regarding anything you have heard on air at 90.3 FM in Montreal, please outline the nature of the complaint along with the precise program date and time. Letters must be signed with full name and current address of the individual or individuals lodging the complaint. Postal or personal deliveries only. CKUT's address is 3647 University Street in Montreal, Quebec, H3A2B3. The committee is committed to ensure listener complaints are given serious consideration. Listener feedback can be left at the following number: 514-448-4041, extension 2547.
Snakes, we hate war.
We hate war.
They hate peace, so we make war and I make peace. That's a great war we were made for. We were not made to just lay dormant. They stay on top, they pay the cops, they take office, they make laws and then say stop. They say war just makes war, but then take forces when state forces are lame force. And then they say that they're brave warriors and save yours, but they're fake prophets. They make war because they profit. They make rockets of all sides and all lines. They pop. Watch the masters of war. These fat cats cash in tax free on the back. Poor masses, diplomats with a mask of decorum. We warned them, never storm in the castle. It's warranted for the horrors they enact. They'll pay for it. We paid more than our fair share, and it ain't fair that we take theirs. They took yours, they made the war. Then wage war, create war. We hate war, we hate war. They hate peace, so we make war and I make peace. That's a great war we were made for. We were not made to just lay dormant. They invade shores, they raid homes, they rain bombs, and the rain pours. They make war.
Look. We don't make war. We make sure that there's order. We just follow orders. We just fill orders for more ballistics, munitions, equipment, permissions, provisions. We just design defense systems and ship them on time. Listen, my job is complying with city bylaws and minimizing innocent lives lost from my bosses, both at home and abroad. For instance, drones with a bomb can resolve conflicts all while limiting high costs. So why not?
Why not?
All businesses strive to expand. Wars just provide us a chance to supply demand. Our stance is we make instruments. We don't create incidents or instigate. We're innocent.